Hi, I'm Keegan, and this is A Bunch of Gamers. This is our 158th episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition, Odd Allies. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
I'm Tyler, and I play Kyle, also known as Guards the Low. He's a Philodox of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Geta Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hi, I'm Sean. I play Zeb, Speaks in Sweet Whispers. He is a Thurge of the Silent Striders.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howls in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnawers.
Hi, my name is George. I am playing William Groves Matrices. He is a rune of the Glasswalkers.
Last time, the Pax returned to Sacred Stone, discovering that Eleanor, Cora's cousin, had been killed by the police thanks to an anonymous tip likely done by the good doctor. In her rage, she went with Dimitri and Stephen, found the officer responsible, and struck him down. While this was happening, Zeb, Kyle, and Mark confronted Alvin Stormchaser as Carson faces the storm, trying to figure out what the Garu wanted. Carson claimed that he was attempting to use the good doctor for all he was worth to help the Garu Nation. Though the others were skeptical, they had decided on a truce, for now, until the Concordant was complete. Though Kyle made it all too clear that they were not allies, and that this would only dissolve with time. With that, the Pax then had a final moment with Stephen, a few drinks, and shared their thoughts on the coming end. And now the Pax must go forward and collect their young ward, for the Concordant is coming swiftly. After your bender with Stephen, you all wake up in your breed forms with mild to moderate hangovers, with the exception, of course, of Dimitri, as his regeneration has kicked back in and has allowed him to feel pretty spry.
I feel like a whole new me.
Lucky.
There's no need to brag.
So, what's the plan?
I'm gonna switch into Glabro and regenerate this hangover off.
Cure that hangover. All right. Perfect.
That's probably a good idea.
There's some actual good fun we have, but now what?
We gotta go find our child.
Wherever we're heading, it's probably far enough that we should just steal a car again.
Yeah.
I'm not quite in the mood for walking another month.
I still miss the unyielding road.
Well, he's still out there. We just don't have a vessel for him anymore.
That's the bright side to it.
But I agree with Kyle. And I feel in honoring memory of unyielding road, we should go steal a car.
All right. You guys head off. Where are you going to try and steal a car from?
I don't know. Something in the parking lot with California plates.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good place to start.
All right. So you start going through, looking for cars. Find one. With one of you doing lookout, you just need to do a dexterity larceny check.
All right. Who's good at larceny?
I have zero larceny, so can't help with that one.
Nada.
I also have no larceny.
So we're not boosting a car.
I was going to say, the other option then is breaking the window and setting off the alarm.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of attention we don't want, though.
We can just walk out of the city, do a truck stop like we've done before, where we waited to find something worm-related.
Keegan, I was about to ask, how did we do it before?
Is there an electric vehicle in this parking lot?
Sure.
Then can I hack the electric vehicle and boost that one?
All right, use your gift to allow you to connect to it.
Yep, that is plug and play. So just spend one willpower, automatically activates.
Okay, so next is you need to do an intelligence computers check, and I'm going to make it for the locks, well, because it's an electric car, so...
And computer.
We'll do difficulty 7.
Okay. Boom.
All right. So, you unlock the door, y'all get in.
And then, while I'm at it, can I also disconnect the tracking that might be active on it?
That one would be a diff 9 because those are integrated pretty deeply in the cars.
And then I'll activate I'll spend a willpower for an automatic success.
Okay.
1 success.
So, disconnect that, and now you start the car up and you start to drive off.
Let it be known, I am not driving.
That's okay, I can drive.
Okay. I'll be the GPS passenger.
So, are you heading north to where that Farrakaran was, or what is the actual plan?
For now, I think that's the... Since we have not yet used Dimitri's Dreamspeak to ascertain the actual location, it's more than a day's worth of driving anyway. Pretty much regardless of where we were going in there, so might as well just drive north for a day, then find out.
Sure, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, so guys will drive for, let's say, 10 hours as you pull over as the... Given your financial constraints at the moment with buying property and the like, you do find a nice seedy hotel.
Gorgeous.
You Perfect. Stop. It's the nicest one in the area as it's not by the hour. And there's the guy behind it. Can I help you?
Yeah, we're just looking to get a hotel room for the night.
Sure thing. We've got biggest rooms have 4 beds.
We'll take it.
All right. There you go. I need you to sign this.
Go ahead and just scribble. Make it look like a signature.
Sure. As you set up everything and get everything taken care of, then you guys go to your nice room. As you sit down, luckily there's a couple spots on the floor that do not have stains for some of you to sleep tonight.
I wasn't particularly useful while we were driving. I got some rest during that, so I will stay up at least part of the night to make sure that, well, nothing happens.
Yeah, just doing shifts.
As the sun sets, and Dimitri, you can do Dreamspeak if you so choose.
All right. That is 2 successes.
As you place yourself into the dream, you fall asleep, and you find yourself in a primeval forest. It's calm, but you get the smell of smoke.
All right, I'll be in my lupus form and I'll go and follow the smoke or the scent of smoke.
As you do, you see several indigenous people doing controlled burns in the area, as you see Earth Pillar seeming to watch over them, watching the land. The bear gives a great yawn and they seem almost content.
I'll shift into Ahmed form and probably approach on the on the side of the burn with people there, and I'll approach Earth Pillar.
As Earth Pillar looks at your clothing and seems oddly confused, who are you?
Earth Pillar, I am Dimitri Howells in Memory. I'm a friend of Kyle.
As the bear seems to remember, and you see the sense of disappointment as the fire seems to go and the forest is just still. Earth Pillar shifts into his Hamid form. Oh, yes. So you've come to me in my dream.
I'm sorry to disturb your dream. It was the easiest way that we could contact you, but it's time for us to go gather the child.
I see. It is that time, is it? Very well. I'm in a hidden place that makes it so that some of your tracking gifts are difficult to use. I cannot invite you to this place, and so I must meet you somewhere. I would like to meet you by March 21st. It's just a few days from now. And we can meet at Birkenhead Peak here in Canada. As you see the dream world shift and you find yourself in a very specific area, and he goes, please commit this place to memory. If you're coming from the States, you will be coming from that direction, as he points.
And Dimitri will look.
You see, you get an idea of the scenery, all that. And he goes, so we will meet here on the 21st. And once that has occurred, I will bring the child. The child asks of you.
We do miss him. And thank you, Earth Pillar, for all that you've done. I hope that we can return the favor someday.
Me as well. It is odd. It feels as if I'm doing the same folly of my ancestors, but perhaps I can do some good, since it is the Garel that taught the Garu, and for our kindness you turned on us.
Well, I have no intention of repeating the atrocities of the past.
Hopefully the child feels the same way.
I hope so. I really do.
They're inquisitive, and they seem to look at the night sky as if they're searching for something.
Makes me wonder a few things, but, well, I hope that it's something good that they're searching for.
Me as well.
I'll leave you to your dream then, Earthpillar. Thank you again, and I will leave.
You leave and you find yourself back in your own dreams.
Then I'll wake up and tell everyone the name of the peak, and basically say, we have to be there by March 21st. Earthpillar showed me the area, I know where to go.
Perfect.
As you guys kind of go through your thing, Cora, you have a dream of Eleanor kind of weeping behind her in the window as you're coming home.
That's sad.
What do you do?
I'll go inside and try and comfort her the best I can.
As she
looks crying, but
yeah, as she hugs you, she cries and she looks at you and she goes, "Cora, what are you doing here?"
Well, you're hugging you. You're crying. You're sad.
He won't let me go.
What?
He won't let me. As she starts to writhe and scream, as you see her shift into like a Fomori, her mouth turns into like a shark mouth, but it's filled with needle-like teeth. As she goes, "He does this all the time." As one eye bulges and then shifts back down to normal, as she shifts between her normal self and several Fomori breeds that you've seen.
Cora will, like, because she's like, Eleanor's not attacking her, so she'll hold Eleanor by the arms. Just like, "He, are you talking about the doctor?"
"He, I think," as you see her kind of like scream, as you see her melt and she's a screaming, weeping blob and puddle. Her bones gone as the writhing fingers try and reach for you.
Or being Cora will reach for her fingers as well.
And you see her get sucked away, yeah. And you're in the void. And you see her being held by her head by a shadowy figure.
"Hello, Cora."
The same distorted voice that you've heard from the phone.
"Why did you give me this dream?"
"Give you this dream? I gave it to you because I said I would steal joy. I wanted to show you everything. I want there to be no secrets of how this will end."
As you see Eleanor start to scream, as her body starts to compact in on itself, and it becomes like almost a trinket of almost silver or steel.
"Don't worry."
As you see B right next to him as he puts the little trinket in her hand.
"He's in good hands. Sleep well, Cora."
And you wake up.
This is the worst hands imaginable. What time of day is it? Is it still the middle of the night?
It is. The sun is just cresting.
Okay.
It is dawn.
All right. Well then, if there's anyone else awake, then I will definitely share my dream and the concern that maybe the good doctor has done something with Eleanor's spirit. It's definitely what it looks like to me, because if she's dead, then all that's left is her spirit, and he likes to work with spirits. If no one's awake, then Cora will wake up Kyle.
Well, fuck.
Bit of an understatement, yeah.
I don't... In our first quest to deal with Faces the Storm, I think there was something they used to... They forged the souls into equipment or something. Zeb, I'm sure, would know better. I wonder, maybe he possesses that power too.
He might. I mean, we could talk to Zeb. We should let everybody know.
Yeah, yeah.
As everyone starts to get up, Zeb, you're told all this.
Zeb will, you know, hang his head. "Well, it wasn't a dream. And forged souls are used as currency and payment, or they're used to make weapons, armor, equipment for those that would use them beyond the second veil. Since we knew already that the good doctor was making deals with many of the restless dead, it would seem that he would inflict the same curse upon those we love in his anger. I'm very, very sorry.
Can't say it's all right, but thank you.
I think we have a chance to get him.
So you guys start driving off. It is... how are you guys dealing with the border?
The border.
All right, well, this is where we look on the map. How far past the border is said location?
So said location, said location, unfortunately, is actually closer to Vancouver. It's north of Vancouver.
Okay.
And so you guys were heading north through Montana and Wyoming. So at the halfway point, you're probably in maybe Livingston, Montana.
We can do what we always did. Drop the car and run past the border in our Lupus form.
That's what I was thinking. We can always steal another car.
Yeah, fair enough.
So yeah, you do that. That's most of the day. You guys leave at about 8 after having a delightful continental breakfast that is undercooked bacon, 5 different brands of generic cereal, with 3 out of 4 cartons of milk spoiled.
Delicious.
And they had the good grace of charging you all $10.
Wow, milk usually isn't this chunky.
So, with all that, you get up into Bellingham, Washington. You get close to the border as you're shooting up I-5. Then I assume you're gonna just in Blaine ditch the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Cross the border, you find a good spot in the woods, and you do go to bed. Mark, you're having a dream where Jonathan Nightbiter's got his hand on your shoulder. He's looking you right in the eye, and he's just going, I know I didn't say this, but I'm proud of you, Mark.
Dream Mark will say, thank you, Jonathan. You don't know how much this means to me.
I appreciate that, and you're going to laugh. And it's not even funny, as my job is a ragabosh, as he cracks a smile.
Mark will kind of chuckle. What is it?
It's just, it's embarrassing. It's, you've always been just a son to me. And sometimes when you call me Jonathan, a part of my brain screams at me, you can just call me Dad. Silly, I know.
Oh, well, I don't think it'd be silly.
Oh, that, really?
Well, Mark will, recount the mentoring that Nightbiter has done with him in the absence of his own parents, him being an orphan, and that Jonathan Nightbiter is the closest thing to a father he has.
And then you hear that same voice from the phone.
So that's how I get to you.
And Mark will panic.
And you see Jonathan fly back and goes,
oh, how could I do that? Shatter the destiny? Free the mind? Place a dark fate? Mark.
The dark figure asks. You see a smile form on the shadowy figure, the bright teeth gleaming.
I have a question for you.
What is it?
Do you want to say him to say I love you?
You lead Nightbiter out of this. Tell he has me. Nothing to do with this.
Oh, he has everything to do with this. Like I said, you took my home. I am going to take everything from you. What's wrong with him?
As you feel something, you almost feel like worms in your brain crawling in. It's almost like a screeching pain.
Piranha. Now that's a word I've never heard before. Interesting. 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 Oh, I have to take that away. I have to take it away so that he can show you love so I can rip it away. And then I'll make you question, did I make him love you? Did he always love you and I took away the veil? Oh, what games we could have, Mark! Don't you like games?
Your games are torment.
Mark, I haven't even started yet. This is foreplay. I just gotta warm us up. I'll make sure I find Jonathan. Where is he?
As you feel the kind of brainworms in your head again,
5 Mirrors, Lake Michigan. Wonderful. Hey, Mark, I don't want you to feel like this isn't your fault, because it is.
And you wake up.
Is it middle of the night?
You're it muted. Is. Yep, it is. It's okay. Probably about 2 or 3 in the morning. The sun isn't there, but there's a little brightening on the horizon sort of thing.
Mark will just stay up the rest of the morning and wait for the others to wake up.
Morning. You're up early.
Seems I too got a visit from the doctor in my dreams, much like Cora.
Who has now awoken.
Yep. Dream too, huh? You got a dream too, huh?
Well, was it much of a dream if it's forced on you? More of a vision. Doctor has promised to go after Jonathan Nightbiter. He's going after everyone.
He promised he would.
He's playing his game. He claims he's going to cure Nightbiter of his Hirano. And mostly he plans to play with my emotions with Nightbiter.
This sucks. Just like, how do we not play his game?
I mean, the options are either kill him or feel no emotion at all when he takes something from us, and that's not realistic.
Yeah. Killing him is the more realistic option.
And it's still pretty out there.
An option I hope we can explore in the coming future. But with the Concordat ahead, the doctor probably knows of the Concordat and is also seeking to play this mind game with us. To which I say, I'm not going to let him. My heart goes out to Jonathan, to Nightbiter, but we have to keep going. We have to find the child. And perhaps the wily old Ragabosh might be able to trick the doctor. Who knows?
I suppose if I'm going to dream, I might as well dream big.
You guys wake up and you start moving. Takes another day to get where you need to be, so you're there about 6 days early. Anything in particular you want to do, or do you just want to wait?
Has climate change affected the migration patterns of birds yet? And I asked this specifically about when spring would begin to try to contact the Clorax.
Spring has come pretty early because it's March. So the birds late are March. In the area. Yeah, it's mid-March.
Okay. The gauntlet fairly low here?
The gauntlet would be, it's rugged wild wilderness, which is normally 5, but because of...
Yeah.
Everything. It is diff 6.
Okay. I have things I want to do, but I will wait for the other players to do the things they also want to do. So that will be my intent once the other players sound off.
Okay. And like I said, you have a total of 6 days.
Right.
I have no actions to take.
Okay.
I have something that I'd like to do.
Okay.
I'd like to prep for the arrival of the child. You know, clothes, food for everyone.
Okay.
I don't really know the size of the cub, but a couple different sizes couldn't hurt.
Very good of you.
Yep. So you'll have to head out and get closer to town.
Mm-hmm.
Do so. Buy a few things. You're able to buy some clothes, and you head back to the mountain with a nice, goodly amount of clothes.
Okay. Clothes and food. I wanted to...
Okay. Yeah.
It's not a lot of food. It's like... snacks and fruit, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Why fruit for a wolf child?
Because we can hunt for the meat, and then fruit is just snacks.
In case he won't.
And why isn't it not just for me?
Okay, fair enough.
I can be selfish sometimes.
Fair enough. All right. Anyone else? And then, so, Sean, back to you.
But Keegan.
Oh, Tyler, yes.
So there are two gifts that I'm interested in learning, potentially, okay. If I have the time. One of them seems unlikely, strike the air, because that requires a mongoose spirit, and
yes,
I don't think I'm going to find that in Canada.
Probably not, no.
The other one requires an owl spirit, and I think that's much more doable.
Okay.
Well, I guess I should say, it's mental speech, it's bird spirits, and spirits of intellect.
Okay.
But owl's a common one.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, and that's what rank gift is that?
It's a rank 3 Philodox gift.
Excellent. Learning a rank 3 takes 8 days in downtime.
Damn. Then never mind.
Okay.
There may be a rank 1 gift that I was thinking of, so I might try and find one of those while Sean does his stuff.
All right. So, Sean?
Well, this is kind of a real simple thing here, but I know that the North American crow at least makes it somewhat into British Columbia. So Since Zeb can interact with the Umbra at will, I will attempt to use Gnosis in the form of baubles to attract some of their spirit kin around here if I see real ones. And I will even kind of move around a little bit to get close to where I think they might be.
Okay.
So I'm not too close to where predators might be, etc.
Okay, let's do perception animal kin for that. Diff 6.
3 successes, sir.
All right, you do find a good spot. You get the spirits to kind of interact with you through the ravens as the ravens bleed into physical bodies.
I need information from our friends. Information for information. A great and powerful namer has affected the dead for some time. Now he affects the world of the living. Dangerous to everyone. Information I need are some of the wild namers that might be near to talk to for help. We are all in danger.
Wild namer. There is one. It is in the Umbra. It is far to the north, 3 days' journey.
If he can, I'll give him another gnosis, another bauble.
Mm-hmm.
If he can be a little bit more precise.
Follow. Careful. Wild mage lives to be the wild.
Fuck. All right, so the thing is, I can run, double my speed, and get there pretty quick, but I don't know if I can get there and get back in 6 days quick. GM.
So if you're going double speed, you can get there in half the time, so a day and a half.
Okay.
For two gnosis.
Right.
And then you can come back, and that'd be another two gnosis.
All right, so I'm down 6 at that point. Okay. We gotta hunt sometime along the way with the kid anyway. Alright, comrade.
It's in the physical realm, so.
Well, dad'll hunt, you know, Uncle Zeb will hunt in the spiritual world, they'll hunt in the real world. He has no measurable worth in the real world anyway, old Zeb. I will speak, comrades, I have an idea. I've asked kin of some of our friends about this. I want to make contact. I don't want to just leave this lie. If we really are in danger, I want to see if I can get answers. But if you think it should wait, since we're all in this together, and we've pledged our lives to this, I can wait.
I think it would be good to gather information, that way we aren't in the dark when the Concordat is over.
Alright.
I think it's a good idea. I'm assuming all this is done before everyone has done their stuff?
Right, this will be 3 days of Zeb out and back. So I'm doing this on day one. And then you guys are doing your other stuff, yeah.
Right, okay. I think it's a good idea if you go and gather information, maybe take another person or two. I would like to get some stuff done myself to prep for the arrival of Earth Pillar and Meatball.
I'll travel faster alone, but yes, do that. He'll pat Mark on the shoulder. I'll need a hunt when I get back, brother. I'll probably be pretty desiccated looking, even worse than normal. He'll look at Kyle, Cora, anything you want me to deliver? I'm going to ask this dude what he knows, try to get some help, or gal, entity, whatever they are. Or I'm going to be dead. We'll find out.
Well, we'll hope that you're not dead, but I don't have anything to pass along.
Just be safe.
I'm already ugly.
Better alive and ugly.
Fair enough. Zebulon will cross over and warp away.
Okay. And so you do.
And I'll actually activate my fetish for that too, Keegan, at a... for both ease of movement but also obscuring his tracks even though he's flying.
Okay. So you move through, you keep going, and in the Umbra you find a small city that resembles like some kind of East Coast city that you've been to before.
Within the Umbra. Does the gauntlet get more difficult here from what I can tell?
It's really hard to tell. Like, it's on the horizon. You just see it there.
Okay. Okay.
Perhaps it's a den realm in the penumbra.
Okay. And it's in my path.
It's in your path, and the raven points and goes, there. Easy to find.
Thank you, kin. Thank you, friend. Inform your kin that I am still in their debt for the crimes committed against them, and they can seek me when they need to. And I will... head in the direction that the raven has pointed.
All right. As you start to walk in or walk in that direction, your disfigurements become less so. You regrow a nose. An eye patch forms out of nowhere, and you find yourself in a trench coat with a fedora on. The color seems to wash out as everything, including yourself, seems to be black and white, and you have a strange urge to narrate everything that you're doing internally.
What's it look like around me?
It's the dirty streets. It's like right out of a noir film.
So here I was walking across these dirty, grimy streets once again. Dames getting smacked around by pips. More hungry kids. Men looking for work. What a rough time. But I walk these streets in their mind.
I saw him across the street. It was a face only a mother could love. But I felt a kinship with him. I don't know why, but I kind of felt it. They don't call me the wolf for nothing. As the man walks across, and you see the man in a 1920s getup like detective, he's got his revolver at his side, and he goes, I saw you coming in, and you look like someone who's got business on the mind. Crack of thunder and a bit of light drizzle starts to happen. Newspapers start to blow across the street.
I could tell from the iron on his hip this man meant business and walked these streets a lot more than I had. What do you say, Flatfoot? I got someone that's been causing me a lot of trouble. What's your hourly rate?
Me? Oh, I only do it if the job is interesting. But, you know, gotta stay in the city. City's been tough, especially out there. Once you leave, the woods seem to get to you. City's endless, though. You keep on walking and you keep on fighting. But I can't help you right now. There's a gal, as he looks away, and around you hear, yeah, she was a gal. A gal I once loved until she threw my heart into the garbage and crushed it beneath her heels. But all the same, a murder's a murder, and you gotta get at them. Especially after that crazy bit, when the walls seemed to go forward and it felt like glass was in the curtains. I don't know if I can help you, friend, as he pulls out the cigarette. The thunder strikes again and the rain keeps coming down.
My heart stopped a little bit hearing about his dame. There's always a dame in every town. There's always a dame that grabs your heart and rips it out of your chest. And I could tell by the thin scent of those cheap cigarettes and the alcohol in his breath that dame would put him through the ringer one too many times. Look here, pal, I got a problem with a doctor. A nasty doctor. A doctor doing things that shouldn't be done to innocent people. And my heart goes out to you for your dame there, pal. But this guy's causing trouble now, and it's bad. Real bad. I need someone like you that can find things. I'm told you're the guy to talk to.
So I have my reputation preceded me. Well, unsurprising. Though, shocking that it was gonna meet him. Must have been destiny. Starstruck lovers? Nah. Not with a mug like that. Doctor, huh? As I take a long, deep drag, the fire of the cigarette burned my lungs the way I like it. Reminds me that I'm still alive. As he blows out the cigarette and goes, I don't usually go with doctors. Bad for my health. Eat my apples every day if you get my meaning, Jack.
I don't know what this guy was talking about. Looks like he's been on a steady diet of black coffee and cigarettes for about a week straight. He's a shower too, maybe a press for that shirt. Call it a fresh collar, I could see the ring around it from a mile away. And that tie, nothing to it. Look here, friend. I know the streets are rough, but this doctor, I say, the good doctor, he's causing me problems. I've had one consult. Consult didn't help. Now he's out on the street, causing trouble because his home is gone. And he's going after people I care about. And I need you. I need to know what your rate might be. Get your mind off that dame. Get back on the streets. Take care of what needs to be done.
Depends on if he's in the city. This is my city, and I try not to put my nose where it don't belong. Been burned too many times before, and it's shocking that I still have eyebrows. Plus, the rain keeps it good, keeps me out of the fire, if you know what I mean. And this is my city, my streets, and she was my dame, and I'm here to protect her and make sure that I get justice for her being gone, you see? Don't be coming around here telling me what to do in my city. What are you, a cop? They try and do the same, but they're always so inept. That's why people come to me and they catch my rate. But my rate's all the same. If you can give me, I take up $50 an hour. I know that's high, but I'm the best. Best in the business if you catch my meaning. But they gotta be in my city. If they ain't in my city, rate goes up, harder to find you.
I drug the leather-soled shoes of my feet on the ground, feeling this grimy pavement in this nasty city. The nasty rain falling on my nasty coat. I don't know when the last time I took a shower was either. I looked him square in the eye. Boy, I felt my eye patch twitch. Itch on my face, the rain on my face. Look at you. All right, fine. I'll pay your rate. I'll pay you what you need. And it ain't in your city. It's outside your city. Colorado Springs, see? South of here. Real problem. Big time problem. Now he's causing problems in other places. I think he's trying to go across the nation. He started small, but now suddenly he's big. He's a problem. I need the help.
Colorado. I had to stop. I had to wonder. Did this guy think I was some sort of cowboy leaving the city here, going down out there, down south, moving out, moving with horses and trails and buggies? Guy was talking crazy. But, you know what they say. Crazy gets you paid. Alright, I'll head to your city. I'll see what I can do.
I got a guy down there you can find. A contact. And Zeb will take like a gnosis as if it was like a retainer, like a wad of bills.
You just grab it into your pocket and there's a wad of shitty bills.
Okay. And he'll walk up. Your retainer. I got a guy. And he'll give him Halling King's like Hamid name. He's got a contact there and his number. Give him a call. He knows who I am. You mention Zeb, he gives you what you need. We on the up and up here? Zeb looked the guy up and down. This guy probably needed some money in his pocket. Put me through this stuff, give me this sob story, trying to reach deep into my pocket to see how much horn he could get. What do you think I was? Rich Uncle Pennybags walking around the street? Look at me, taking all I got right now.
Patchy the pirate seemed to have an attitude, but that was all right. I took his money. I needed it anyway. I had to go, wanted to get a nice drink from the bar, go to the speakeasy, have a few drinks, get through this shitty town, go through this shitty life. Go to Colorado Springs? So be it. I'll do it. I'm a rod around there like my life depended on it.
You watch your caboose, Dick. I'll catch you around.
It's the wolf. And don't you forget it, Bible boy.
Zeb will head back.
Zeb, as you start to leave, your clothes start to change normal. Your nose literally melts off your face. Your lips start to recede. The eye patch disappears. And you regain all the color in your skin, your eye, and your hair.
Awesome. Head back to the gang.
As you spend your two noses. You get back.
As I will only have a few minutes before I will have to immediately rest. If you all can tell Howling King I'm going to go to sleep, please tell Howling King that he's going to probably get a call at some point from someone calling themselves the Wolf. They are there to help. And Zeb will go to sleep. I'll explain more later.
Well, I guess that's a phone call to make.
Yeah.
How long do we have, Keegan, from that return?
So that would have been a total of 3 days, so you'd have a couple of days left. But you can get your gift if you still want one, if it's a lower level gift.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab Mercy.
Okay, cool. You do some stuff for the spirit. You've gained Mercy. And finally, the 21st rolls around as Earth Pillar comes, holding the child's hand. The child is probably a good 4 or 5 feet tall now.
Holy cow.
You got so big.
Our little meatball isn't so little anymore.
What are they feeding you?
As Earth Pillar nods and Meatball gets on all fours and runs like a wolf towards you.
Or we'll get down on the ground and wait for him.
Crash!
Perfect.
As Earth Pillar goes, several of my allies know, and I have let the Korax know, that this child exists. Soon the world will.
The world already knew.
Well, our part of the world knew, but thank you for keeping him safe.
And thank you for letting us know. Did any of them share their thoughts?
Various thoughts. The Korax are just curious, and some of their Umbral riders are trying to figure it out. The Nuisha, I know, have some, are curious as well. Many others think that it's simply Garu business at this point.
Well, all 7 of our fates will be determined within the month, I suppose.
So it will. Suggest going slowly. Just go through. The child needs some time to adjust, and it'll be difficult traveling anyway. The child is becoming more obvious, as you can see.
That's an understatement.
Be careful. The gauntlet has gotten even stronger in recent days. Gaia's withdrawing. Her fever grows intense.
Thank you for the warning. I assume so, but does Meatball know what you are?
Yes.
Okay.
I've had to shift in front of them before to help feed feed him.
And he knows how important it is to keep that secret.
I've tried to impress upon him.
We'll continue that lesson.
Have there been black spirals that have tried looking for him still, moving through here?
More than likely, though, we've used, as I said, ancient magics that have kept us hidden from your kind for centuries and millennia.
Understood. I just wanted to know how clogged our path might be when we no longer have those magics to protect him.
I wish I could tell you. Little Meatball looks up at Cora and goes,
"We go home now, Mama?"
Oh, Keegan, why would you do that to me?
I'm a monster.
You are a monster. We have a few more trips to make, but you'll be with all of us, okay?
Nods.
And she'll just sit with him, kind of cry softly to herself.
Well, I wish you a safe and speedy journey home, and we will try to live long enough so that you can collect the favor that we owe you.
Good. It is appreciated.
I guess it's time to make our way to New York then.
Sounds like it.
And you'll get anything else to do over here.
And you'll be going slower just because you'll be staying to the wilderness, and Meatball does not have the same stamina as all of you. He's a growing boy.
He is a growing boy.
And as you start moving, Zeb, you're going to try and do a hunt, I'm guessing, in the spirit world?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, you have to step sideways first, and the difficulty is diff 7 now.
Ooh.
And you take a point of lethal once you pass through.
All right.
Instantaneously go as the shards rip through you. You do your hunt, and you regain your gnosis. You heal your lethal, of course, and then gotta head back. Same difficulty.
I will do a look around while I'm... Well, I mean, I guess I can do it anytime I want to, but when I'm out there and since I've hunted, I'll just look. I want to see if there's other things out there that might be tracking us.
Okay.
Since I'm there already, if that's all right.
Perception alertness, diff 6, please. All right, looking around, the spirits seem to be somewhat interested in you, but that's might be a novelty thing. But there are also raven spirits, and possibly not a raven spirit, but a raven of some kind, that seem to be following in the Umbra, just to seem to be keeping tabs, possibly for protection, possibly to share information with the Pharah.
Fair enough. I will roll to return to the physical world then.
So after about 30 seconds, you're able to pass through back into the physical world as you guys travel. It's, like I said, slow going. You're not in a super rush. You're being cautious, making sure that you don't leave a trail or things like that. And April 2nd rolls around. And William, your phone starts going off.
Go ahead and answer it.
You hear the distorted voice of the good doctor.
Am I speaking to William?
Unfortunately.
Don't mind me.
As the phone goes onto speaker on its own.
I thought speaker would be for the best. It's a shame, really, about your friends in Denver. All those irregularities and the IRS showing up for them. Could have blown the whistle.
A little hiccup here and there. It's never been an issue. It's nothing that we can't handle.
I'm sure. We'll see what happens. Company finances, though, getting the full wrath of the IRS. They've built a case against the company. They rarely do that unless they know they're getting their money. But I don't know these things. I'm just a doctor. I rely on my banker.
As you should. Be a terrible thing to do to face the wrath of the IRS yourself.
You'll have to know who I am first, and you have to know how to be us. Unfortunately, you're just a child with his little toy phone.
I may be a child, but you should never underestimate a child, for they are curious, and they have more knowledge than you might think.
I'm sure that sounded better in your head. Is Dimitri there? Oh, who am I kidding? I know he is. It's a shame about Susan Daly. You haven't visited her in all that time. Going to Boston after your home got destroyed. It took some time to find that out. I wonder what will happen. Wonder if you can even save her. Save her soul. What do you think, Dimitri? But then again, there are things closer to home, aren't there? Do you think Tim will enjoy being an orphan with Casey. I don't know. Perhaps she'll disappear. Perhaps that child will grow up motherless. His father already died because you were inept and couldn't save your home, right? Ah. And, oh, Barry, don't worry. I will tell you this. Barry's off the street. I made sure of it. You might not like his new boss, though. She is a killer. Has a beautiful necklace, too.
Dimitri will visibly cringe, but he's not going to answer.
All right, roll rage for me, please.
Oh, boy.
It's April 2nd, so 1 second, I'll give you the difficulty.
Yep.
You're Adrian, right?
Yes, Adrian. That's, was that like a plus two?
It gives you difficulty? It gives you a plus one.
Okay, plus one, all right.
And it's the second, so it is diff 7.
All right.
So no successes, oh, there we go. Do not frenzy.
Anyway, have fun. I can't wait to find out more about you all. You're all such fascinating characters.
Quick.
Zeb, I really hope this namer can find something on this doctor.
Me too.
The fact that the good doctor knows Karen's locations, that's scary.
I think it's to be expected at this point that the good doctor can figure out just about anything he wants to know. Invading someone's dream is, well, just being there can give you information you don't want him to have. And he knows many Garu.
We know he can enter dreams and interact with them as if they were his own. Who knows how long he's just been watching our dreams.
Keegan, this is a long shot, but can I take a look at the phone and see if the call came in through a number or if it was just magic called?
Your phone simply says unknown number.
So it was a phone call. Does it have any numbers to it, or does it just strictly say unknown number?
It says unknown number and there are no digits present.
No, that's what I was looking for. No digits present. Okay. Interesting. I guess I should probably call the elder at the Sept of Steel Mountains. Trying to find who they are. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
Leeds
should
of Steel.
Have that memorized. Leeds of Steel. I should probably call Leeds of Steel. All
right. You call and it goes to voicemail.
Hey, Carson. This is William. When you get this, give me a call back. Click.
As you can continue on, April the 5th, you get a call back. William, Carson's number.
Hey, Carson.
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry, I got swamped. I was in a police interrogation room, and the rage does not make that easy, especially trying to get cops to trust you. The curse is pretty rough, and none of them have any high willpower that I could see.
I understand. I've gotten a tip off that you guys are dealing with some IRS BS.
Yeah, IRS is raiding our stuff, and someone went in and they just totally fucked our finances. They made it look like we embezzled hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Yeah, I have I kind of know who that might be. I don't know specific, though. They go by the good doctor. I don't have anything more than that, unfortunately. We've been the ill omens, and Femori's Bane has been dealing with this good doctor for a month or two now. Femori's Bane a little longer.
Okay, well, this is bad, because if the IRS tries to shut down the building, that means that they're opening up the Karen to being worked by other humans, and they might not resonate with the Karen, and that might kill it.
Yeah. I have no good leads on how to handle this. I just wanted to give you a heads up as far as who might be behind this.
Got it. Well, it is appreciated. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to find where the fucking data breach happened. Whoever hacked our system is fucking good.
Well, it was probably the good doctor with their namer bullshit.
Got it. That would make some sense. They got past our spirit security, too.
Yeah. They've been going after loved ones, family, friends, you name it, of all six of us. So I don't know if it was a specific data breach from within, but I wouldn't necessarily rule it out. There's some, yeah, just be on the lookout. I really don't have much else to go off of besides what I just told you.
All right, we'll do what we can. We gotta do damage control. I'll talk to you later, William.
Yep, talk to you later.
Click. All right. and you guys get to New York City. We're going to say 3 days before the Concordance. So it is the 14th of April. As some Garu are starting to come in early just to try and start doing negotiations and things like that. As things are already starting to tense up in the Sept of the Green and, of course, Central Park in particular, as Garu are trying to do logistics. But we'll see how those arguments, how the logistics, and how everything else happens next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in that next episode. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.